Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
We are back here on Rutherford Issues, and today's program brought to you in part by our friends at Middle Tennessee Electric. You can join their EV Car Club. If you want to find out more, if you're an owner, maybe just a fan or just curious about electric vehicles, you can find out more at mte.com/EV Car Club. Well, maybe you are a fan of the Center for the Arts. I hope you are, because we're going to talk a lot about the Center for the Arts today. And first of all, good morning, everybody. Welcome in.
Thank you.
Hello.
Okay, so I hear some new voices here. So tell me, who are we talking to now?
So I brought with me today two of my very favorite people, favorite actors. I have Adam and Darcy Pingle, who are currently on stage with Damn Yankees over at the Center now through October 26th.
So it's now?
It's right now. They opened this past weekend. They've done four shows.
Three shows.
I'm sorry. Yes, it was three. I can't count. you know, it's we always joke about it being early mornings for us theater people when we're on the radio.
You know, I don't disagree. Dealing with those same things here myself right now. So
but yeah, they are a third of the way through their run. They had a great opening weekend, really wonderful audiences, and they are here to tell you a little bit more about Damn Yankees, and they even have a little song for you today.
I heard. I've got it all queued up and ready to go. So I can't wait for that. So Darcy, you were telling me you were a substitute teacher, right?
Yes. So. Yeah, I work for Murfreesboro City Schools, mostly at Discovery School, because that's where my kids go. So I figured I spend enough time there as a volunteer, and I thought I might as well jump in and help when they need coverage for teachers.
Yeah.
So that's something that I haven't been doing a lot of it recently because I've been preparing for a show, but shout out to those Discovery School kids. They're my favorite.
Well, I was going to say this would be one of those, I guess, plays, musicals that kids would like to just say because they're in elementary school, just the name, right?
Not one that I'm necessarily inviting the kids to.
It sounds more scandalous than it
does. It does.
It's from the 1950s, so yeah. we don't have to clutch our pearls too tightly.
Yeah.
It's all right.
It was okay in the 50s, I guess. So. But I don't know. It just made me think when we were talking about Damn Yankees this morning, and then it's like, oh, what would the kids say about that?
You know, mm-hmm.
that would be fun.
They would enjoy it.
Yeah. So,
excuse.
Adam, you have the same last name, so...
Same last name, purely coincidence. Never met her before.
Yeah.
No.
That's so,
really?
Darcy and I have been married for 17 years.
17?
Yeah.
Yeah, for a hot minute.
How did that happen? I mean, him I can see, not you.
But we used to do a lot of theater together and then took a break and have finally gotten back into it the last couple of years together.
Yeah.
And we've been in shows at the same time and in shows together, but this is actually our first time really getting to play across from each other ever.
Yeah.
I mean, we played Mr. and Mrs. Darling and Peter Pan, but those two characters hardly talk to each other.
Mm.
So this is our first time really getting to interact quite a bit on stage. And it's fun because we trust each other. We know each other. We were just talking about a moment in the show today where she's supposed to clap her hands and the curtain opens, but she's not able to because she's doing some different things. And I mean, a glance and a look and you're able to communicate things, and mm-hmm. I could take it over for her. So it's a lot of fun, you know, being able to communicate and trust each other deeply and hold each other accountable, run lines at home, all the fun stuff.
Yeah. So what is daytime regular work for you?
Regular work for me, I work with a communications and leadership training company called the Aerial Group. So we go into different companies and we teach them communication skills. We teach them storytelling skills, mostly using theater-based methods. I'm a former theater teacher, so that's my background, and then moved from public education into corporate education.
Have you been up here before on the air?
I have.
So okay.
I've been here, I think, twice before when I played Captain Hook.
Okay.
I came up here, and then when I played Bob Wallace the first time around mm-hmm. with White Christmas, I came up here.
Okay. I knew I remembered
talking to you somewhere along the line, but sometimes it can be in, you know, your normal daytime real job kind of thing and not in a Center for the Arts setting.
Yeah.
That's happened one other time, Heather, if you can believe that.
I do believe it.
But your face just looked familiar and I had not seen your better half. So, glad to have you both here. So why, I mean, this is the first time kind of together. Why Damn Yankees? Why did this appeal?
So I was originally asked to costume the show and was excited about that. I love costuming a 50s show. And then when auditions rolled around, I started to kind of look at the characters a little bit more as I looked into the costumes. And I thought this would be really fun for us to play. And because it's not a show that a lot of people are super familiar with, if you're not familiar with a Golden Age musical. And so there weren't tons of people lining up to audition, but I thought, these are actually really great roles, and this is a fun show I think people don't know. And so I just said, Adam, why don't we just go audition for it? Let's just go see what happens. And so we auditioned for these roles. We play the roles of Joe Hardy and Lola. And Joe Hardy is the younger version of our show's protagonist, who is Joe Boyd. And Joe Boyd's a big baseball fan. He loves the Washington Senators and meets up with this fellow who is sort of a devil character. His name is Mr. Applegate. And Mr. Applegate says, look, I'll make you a deal. I will turn you into the best baseball player ever, and you can help your team win the Yankees. And kind of the caveat there is, and I will own your soul forever. But yes. But Joe is, he's a real estate guy. So he says, well, I want an escape clause. And that's kind of what comes into play later on in the show, is that he's got this escape clause because he's thought of it ahead of time. Mm. But so Adam plays this younger version of Joe, who changes his name from Joe Boyd to Joe Hardy, so that people don't know who he is, which is funny that he's still Joe. and then the Mr. Applegate character, the devil, has a helper named Lola, and she's supposed to sort of distract and seduce Joe to get him to forget about home and family and his responsibilities, so that he can be owned forever. Mm. And stay this young baseball player character. And so it's been really fun. You know, usually in a romantic lead, there's some barriers of, you know, you're doing this scene with a friend that maybe you've been on stage with before, maybe you haven't, and you have to, you know, get really physically and emotionally close with this person, and you have to have an intimacy rehearsal where you rehearse the kisses and things like that. And it was so fun to bypass a lot of those steps and a lot of that, like, nervousness or, you know, getting to know one another because we just do. And so that has been a really fun part of it, is just to get to a higher level of communication on stage because of our existing relationship.
Yeah.
So we've had a lot of fun with it. I really think audiences will love this show. I mean, if you're a baseball lover...
I was going to ask. I mean, if you're a baseball person, yes, are you going to like it?
If you're a baseball person who also enjoys the arts, this is a perfect marriage of those two things. There's really fun dancing. Our choreographer, Elizabeth, just knocked it out of the park, to use a baseball term. Knocked it out of the park with this one. It's a Fosse show, and she's really captured the spirit of his choreography, and I think it's even surprised us how fun the show turned out. So we'd really love for lots more people to come see it.
Yeah,
for sure. You said an intimacy what?
Intimacy rehearsal. So yeah,
how awkward would that be?
It's awkward. I mean, I had to do this the last time I was a romantic lead. A really good friend of ours was across from me because Adam didn't he couldn't be in that show, and I had to kiss my friend. And so you have to have a rehearsal for that where, you know, there's consent involved. And, put your hand here and kiss for this many seconds. And a lot of times there's music underscoring the kiss because it's, you know, this moment. And so,
and don't get us wrong. I've insisted that we rehearse this kiss.
Well, I'm sure. I was going to ask that here. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, but I just, when you said that, it's like, I didn't know that that was a thing, but how weird would that be?
Yeah. It's, I mean, everyone needs to know what's happening, and just like any other scene, every part of it is rehearsed, and we all want to know what to expect. It might seem spontaneous to the audience, but it very seldom is.
I'm sure. So how has this been for you, Adam, to participate in this?
It's been a lot of fun. So Darce invited me to participate, and, you know, Adam, let's audition for this. And I didn't know anything about this show other than that it was a baseball show. And so dove in, and I think that with a lot of Golden Age musicals, you expect them to be kind of fluffy. It's fun, and there's dancing, and not always a lot of meat. But there's a ton of meat in this one. So getting in, I mean, Joe Boyd leaves his family and then goes on this great adventure to become a hero. And then you have these moments. One of his songs that he sings is, "A man doesn't know what he has until he loses it." And I think a lot of us can really identify with some of the loneliness and the struggles that he goes through. So it's been a really interesting journey because the emotional range of the show is so wide. Mm-hmm. A lot of fun, a lot of laughter, and then also a lot of really poignant moments that Joe has, that Meg has. This one's been a lot of fun too, getting to play across from Darcy, of course. And then also our kids are in the show, two of our kids.
Oh, cool.
We've got a son that's at Siegel High School, and he plays like six different characters in the ensemble, and he's doing a great job. And then we needed a kids ensemble, so our little nine-year-old is out there, Eliza. So it's been fun to get to work with them, to see them succeed. And also with the cast, like the cast is just a bunch of really good people. Great hearts, a lot of hard work. So it's been a joyful process so far.
So opened this weekend and goes through the 26th at the Center for the Arts. Who wants to set up what we're going to hear from you this morning?
I'll set this one up. This one's an interesting song. The dynamic between Joe and Lola shifts throughout the show, where first she's this demon that's trying to sidetrack him and distract him, and then they become friends. And at the end, I won't give away too much of the ending, but in the end, he loses temporarily to Applegate, to the devil. And so he finds himself trapped, like Lola is, these two lost souls. And so there's a moment when both of them are in the same boat, and they sing this great song, Two Lost Souls, and that's what this one is about.
All right, well, let's hear that from Adam and Darcy Pingle.
Two lost souls on the highway of life. They ain't even got a sister or brother, but ain't it just great? Ain't it just grand? We got each other. Two lost ships on a stormy sea. One with no sail and one with no rudder. But ain't it just great? Ain't it just grand? We got each other. Two lost sheep in the wilds of the hills, far from the other Jacks and Jills. They wandered away and went astray, but we ain't fussing, 'cause we got us, and we're two lost souls on the highway of life. And there is no one with whom we would rather. But ain't it just great? Ain't it just grand? We got each other. As you each other.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Studio audience approves.
Yes.
So that is really cool. Cool. So if you like baseball, maybe, you know, your wife likes musicals. I mean, you can get all of this in one, right?
Yes.
No excuses.
Yep.
So tell us when we can see and buy tickets and all that
stuff. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, and I also have a deal for our listeners.
Ooh, nice.
We have a promo code out right now that is a buy one, get one free. So half price ticket if you use I Love Theater, and you're going to go to borougharts.org to buy those tickets. So borougharts.org, hit the buy tickets button, and then when you're ready to check out, use that promo code I Love Theater.
Just all together, right?
Yes, all together. And we'll get you half price tickets.
Cool. Well, I'll throw that up on the podcast too. So folks will, if you can't remember that or you're driving around, whatnot, going on out there. So, well, thank both of you for coming in. It was really cool to meet you both. And
thank you.
I guess we're supposed to say break a leg, right?
Yes.
I always feel weird
yes.
saying that. Is that, that's still okay?
No, that's
still
the thing. That's
yeah.
the thing.
Yeah. All right.
I think the theater superstitions will last forever.
Yep.
Oh, probably
yep.
so.
Yeah. yeah. No one will ever stop saying
sounds
it.
Sounds right. Yeah. All right. Well, have a great day, everybody. And I hope you'll get out to see Damn Yankees, borougharts.org online, where you can find out all the information. Have a great day, and we'll see you back here next time.